2 Samuel 17. Now in those days, the advice Ahithophel gave was like that of one who inquires of God. The previous chapter closes with a striking statement. People considered Ahithophel's counsel to be the very word of God. His wisdom had earned great respect, perhaps too much. When Absalom failed to follow his advice, Ahithophel took his own life. Why? Because his pride had taken root. He couldn't accept that his plan wasn't followed. Wisdom without humility can become destructive. Like Absalom, we often seek second opinions, especially when the first one doesn't fit our desires. Absalom listened to Hushai instead, not knowing God had orchestrated it to protect David. We must remember, God's plan always prevails, even when it disrupts human wisdom. Sometimes we feel broken when our advice is rejected, our plans fall apart, or we aren't recognized. But there's something more important than being right, being humble. The potter can reshape broken vessels. Brokenness hurts, but it's better than pride that leads to ruin. Let God mold your heart. Our job is not to make people follow us, but to be faithful to Him. If you're in a season of disappointment or rejection, ask, "Is this God's way of reshaping me?" Sing with a surrendered heart, "Have thine own way, Lord. Thou art the potter, I am the clay." His will, not ours, leads to true peace.